everybody, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Abundant Power Hour. I've got with me Anita on the line. Hi, Anita.
Hello, Anna.
Awesome. So we're doing these shows. We've changed schedule a little bit, and Anita and I were talking earlier, and I wanted to talk about the coronavirus and the pandemic that it has become and why it's become that. And actually, it was kind of cool because you had been listening to a few things. And I think, you know, we're all along the same lines of this. And one of the things I know for me is I've stayed off of social media because I just didn't want to see anything. I didn't want to read anything. If I did post something, or if I had to go on there, I would actually post something funny, something to poke a little fun. And I've realized that now that, obviously, I was in Atlanta earlier today. I've been there all week. Atlanta's talking about kind of locking it down, locking the city down. I think New York's on partial lockdown. Trump had stopped flights from Europe coming in. My dad's in the Middle East, and we're concerned that he's, you know, next thing you know, they're going to cut off all the entry into the United States from other countries. And so just wanted to talk about this from a perspective of, as you said earlier, fear versus love. Mm-hmm. So would you like to share your perspective with us, and then,
well,
I'll
and
share
I
a little one.
Two cards too.
Okay.
I tell you, I know this really brought out, I know you've been working with shamanism, and I have too, and this really brought out the shaman in me. Of
mm-hmm.
helping the community and healing the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so earlier I was using my drum, and then I asked for a message from my empowerment deck and my healing with the angels deck, you know, around the conversation we were going to have tonight.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, the empowerment card was defy the fear, which
yes.
is pretty amazing. I've never picked that card before. So I thought that was very interesting that that was the message from Spirit. And then the healing with the angels card was power. And we talk about that, you know, of course, that's our show, you know, the Abundant Power Hour, that you are the creator. And so you have the power. That's what I felt from that card. You have the power to create a loving consciousness or a fearful consciousness. That's a choice you can make. And
yes.
I personally, from my journey, feel that those of us that are very empathic, you know, we feel things very strongly. And so we need to realize, though, that we do have that power. And that you can put boundaries on things, just like you just said, Anna. I don't have to watch the news. I don't have to participate in the social media madness about it. You know, you have a choice. You can set your boundaries. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. In the beginning, when it started getting really huge in the social media arena, there was something off about it for me, and I didn't say it was a hoax, and I'm not saying that at all. There is obviously a strain of the coronavirus out there, and I want to be clear about the coronavirus and what coronavirus is, because this isn't just something called a coronavirus. Coronavirus is like the basis of all cold and flu. So these are viruses, and that's what it's called. It's called coronavirus. Coronavirus could be the flu. This one specific strand is something different, and that's what everybody is panicking about. The interesting part is usually when you have something like this that goes on in social media, you're going to have really sort of, I call them intimate, you know, personal videos of people and conversations and interviews with friends and family. We had really none of that. I think I saw one video day before yesterday of some guy in China who said he was the first guy to to apparently contract the coronavirus in China. He's actually British. And so when he was talking about it, and he was fine, and he was talking about this. So I just want to clear what we call about facts, right? So the coronavirus itself is the basis of all colds, all flus, everything. There is a specific strand that's out there that apparently has been, it spreads faster. So that's what this
and goes to the lungs.
Right.
More.
The corona. Well, yeah. they're all respiratory type things,
right,
that happen. The cold, the flu, and everything. And who it's affecting the most, or who it is actually affecting, are people whose immune systems are already compromised. So, and I'm getting my information from NPR. I'm getting my information from there was actually a military base that put out all this scientific information. And I'll tell you this, numerology wise, I'm in my 7th year. I'm researching the heck out of everything, right? And I just wanted to know what this was. In actuality, the statistics are that more people will get sicker or actually die of the flu, the regular flu that we have all the time, that there's a shot for, than the coronavirus. Okay. So every year, and this is a light year for the flu, but they're saying, every year, the average 15 million people contract the flu. Usually about 150,000 of them are hospitalized. And I think to date, this year alone, 8,000 people have died of the flu. Now, they're saying the statistics for the flu, the regular flu, are very much higher. So that being said, I want to go back to what's causing this as a pandemic. And again, I'm no scientist, I'm no expert, and we do have a caller raising their hand, and I'll get to you in 1 second, because I'd love some people's inputs. That's fabulous. I just want to say this, and I'll say, you know, the social media has fed the frenzy, and the news has fed the frenzy, and it just has become this thing of you and I talked about earlier, it's fear. And what is fear? False evidence appearing real. And everybody kind of buying into the fear of this particular strain. And so that's what I wanted to talk about, because it's like, what solution? What is the solution besides, you know, putting a mask on, staying in? How do we change this? And one of the things that, you know, well, the thing, the very cure for this is love. It's the opposite of fear. And how do we help people move into that, move into from a space of fear to a space of love? Because I think that is so important for folks to understand. And so you pulled those two cards earlier.
Right, when I asked Spirit to give us a message, and I just thought that was just really interesting, that defy the fear and the power,
We all have that. We have the power. We have the power within each of us to turn it around, because we had the power to create it. And like I said earlier, that's why I don't, when things like this are happening, I try to stay back from social media unless I have to get on there. If I'm helping a client, or I'm doing something for our shows or something, and then I'll get on there. But I don't like reading a lot of feeds. There are some people in there that I do read their feeds because they're positive and I love them. I'll share the feeds because that's going to add to the solution. That's going to add to the cure, if you will, of this of this thing that's going on. So I just,
well,
you know, I just
something I did was, even before the show and before we talked, I did this last night. I set up like a little space in the house where I have, it's like an energetic space. I think all of this is energy, just like we are. And I set up a little space and I asked my family, you know, who wanted me to do Reiki on them and send prayers and light and love around all of this. And I did that yesterday because I feel like we, like you say, that love is the answer. And I even said, you know, I even acknowledged the coronavirus and I said, you know, sending you healing, sending you into the you know, light with love. And, you know, I did all that. But that's just the way I operate.
Then that's, and I love that. That's fantastic. I think one of the things, like, we could do not, like, I could say you and I, we could do nothing. We could not get on here and talk about this. We could just kind of stay indoors and ignore it. And I think the more people who get out there and say, you know, instead of let's focusing on that, the pandemic that's going on, how can we share something good and positive to the world? I know just after I posted this, my friend Bron Carlee posted, he's going to be doing some wonderful music at 8:00 Eastern time online. So you can join him, Healing Music, and you can join him
in
that.
I saw that.
So,
it looks fabulous.
And I think a lot of people realize that, a lot of people don't realize that just merely doing something that's going to shift your attention is actually helping with the solution, helping with the cure. And I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get on here and start talking about this, is because how can we be part of the solution? How can we be solution for not only ourselves, but for other people that are out there? Maybe somebody's going to listen to this podcast or hear this podcast and go, okay, yeah, I've been feeding into that a little bit. I need to step back. I went out and bought, you know, 200 rolls of toilet paper. I don't know. I mean, I'm joking there, but you know, it's that thing, you know, that's the big joke that's going around. Right. So, you know, you can be the person who feeds into the frenzy, or you can be a person who steps back from the frenzy and says, you know, if I just shed a little love on this. And I know maybe that sounds a little 60-ish, like hippie child kind of thing. And
no.
Maybe we need more. And maybe we need more of that, though. You know, we just need more of that. Those that are listening in, I know somebody had their hand raised earlier. If you want to get on the air with us, please push 1 so that it indicates that you want to be on the air, because the little thing is gone. I'm like, who was it? So just push 1 and we'll get you on the air and you can join in the conversation. I just feel like it's like you want to be solution. You know, how can we help? How can we help? How can we, you know, a friend of mine was saying, well, maybe I'll just go buy a bunch of masks and go start handing them out to people all over the place. Does that help? I don't know. Are you handing someone a mask in a place of fear? Are you handing them a mask from a place of love? And so you see, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge
Good
difference
point.
In how we do the most simplest things in life. And I think it's important that we understand that. And I think a lot of us are now being aware. This is a huge example of what we call tribal mentality. So it's that, who was it that was saying, you had given me a video today of someone to listen to, and I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, that she was saying, talked about the telephone game. You know, somebody whispers in your ear, and then you whisper it in someone else's ear. So the information was, there was some information that was lost in this, that basically by the time it got to, say, you know, the 100th person, this was chaos and the worst thing possible. And but it's simply, and you know, and of course it's not always simply, and there is a strand of, and somebody argued this with me, it's not the flu. It's like, I understand it's not the flu, but the coronavirus is the foundation for all colds, all flus. This is a specific strand. And as of yet, obviously, we don't have a solution except wash your hands. Drink water with warm water with lemon, you know, have some soup. These are the common cold kind of things, flu kind of things. And
stay,
there are people who are being
people coughing and sneezing.
Sure. And that's the normal stuff that we do when someone has a cough, a cold or a flu. So again, I'm not downplaying the situation at all. All I'm saying is the more we feed into the chaos of it, the more chaos we are going to get, the more, you know, I was talking to Amy earlier today, and she and I were talking about law of attraction, which is something that we talk about. Mm-hmm. So how is law of attraction feed in this? But let's take it one step further and just talk about resonance and how our thoughts and our actions are mirrored back to us. and how as and I talk about masterminds. Masterminds are when two or more gather, right? We create this energy that creates.
Mm-hmm.
So look how many people are staring this thing in the face and who are putting this not so good feeling thought, vibration, frequency to it, and look what it's throwing back at us. So to me, my perspective is this is about awareness. This is a wake-up call for all of us. A wake-up.
Well, and we talk about what's something positive we can take from this, you know, in all situations, not just this situation. And, you know, you and I were talking earlier, and I said I have a new appreciation for toilet paper if it's not available.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you may laugh, but I never thought about toilet paper before. You know, I have appreciation for antibacterial soap. I'm getting a lot more quiet time to, you know, work on things I probably should have been working on. And I'm getting a sense that a lot more people are looking at their health and what can they do to up their health and their immune system, which to me is never a bad thing. So
I think
those are just things I was thinking of today, and you could be with your family more because now everybody's at home. You know, just things like that. And I don't know, you may have a couple too.
Yeah, it's the self-care. It's really being aware of how we feel and how we're being, you know, and it's being able to take care of things that we didn't take care of, maybe because we were, you know, we said we were too busy and we needed to handle things at our homes, or yes, it's exactly that. It's like, what are the gifts that are actually coming out of this? And there are, everybody will have something different. Well, they'll have at least one or two things that are different, but a lot of it is the same. So in one way, it's like, how, you know, it's like, well, we're, you know, we're being secluded, we're being, you know, we're being quarantined, we're being, and at the same time, it's like, well, when's the last time that you sat down with your family and had a meal? And people, some people don't. I don't know, but maybe this is the time to reconnect. Maybe this is a, I'm saying look for the gift. You know, look for that gift within all of this here. And you're right, the whole, you know, they're talking about compromised immune systems. And what does that look like for some people? You know, some people are, you're, you know, maybe there are some not great, you know, there's dis-ease, lack of ease in your life. And when we have that, are we doing the things that we need to take care of ourselves? We, I'm sure we all know some people that are, you know, they've been labeled with some specific dis-ease. And they were told, you know, eat green vegetables. Go for walks, do things that are going to be healthy for you. And how many of us, how many of those folks don't do those things? And they're simple things, you know, they're really simple things. And again, we're back to, you know, fear-based stuff, false evidence appearing real. So that's my take on it. I've been thinking about this thing. I've been actually having some amazing conversations with different people about it and different takes. And there are some folks who just, you can't sway them any other way. It's the end of the world. It's the chaos. It's a conspiracy theory. It's, you know, it's all of those things. And you get to choose how you are going to be during this experience. You know, they were, I talked to several people today on my drive. I drove from Georgia to Alabama, which is about a 5.5 hour drive. And, you know, they were, and I said, oh, I have to go to the grocery store and pick up groceries and things like that. And someone said, you know, well, if they don't have any toilet paper in the grocery store, you can always go to, you know, like, you know, another department store, a drug store or something. And I just said, in actuality, there have been no cases in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. Now, are they testing? I don't know. I probably don't think so. At the same time, there's not this frenzy here that there is in larger cities, you know, like New York, like Atlanta, like LA, these cities. So it's a different energy that's in different places. And we're more spread out here. You know, I'm sitting on a 2-acre lot, so the next house is quite a ways away from me. I mean, I can walk over there. That's not a problem. But it's not, there's, you know, you go out and lately I've been hanging out in a very condensed area where you walk out the door and you're basically in your neighbor's yard, you know, so that's a condensed area. So not that there's anything not right with that, just the way they're telling us is, you know, stay out of everybody's way, stay out of crowds, stay away from groups. They've canceled in Atlanta. I know they've canceled huge venues, conferences. My sister works for a company, and she was on the phone all day just canceling reservations and airfares and everything else. My brother texted. My other brother was supposed to come into Atlanta in a couple weeks. All of his conferences are called off until further notice. He's not going anywhere. He's on lockdown in Dallas. So this affects, you know, there's a ripple effect or a domino effect from all of this stuff. So again, and we were kind of, like I said, my dad's been in the Middle East. He was in the Philippines, and then he was in the Middle East, and he was going to go back to the Philippines. Well, the Philippines is on lockdown. Nobody's coming back in. So they changed their plans to come back to the United States. And when the president canceled the flights from Europe, my concern was, he's going to start canceling flights to any other country into this country. And so I just messaged my dad and I said, hey, can you guys get an earlier flight? Because maybe you should step on it to get here. And then I thought, am I feeding into the frenzy of what's going on? You know, because I don't watch the news, and this was somebody calling my attention to something. So I had to check. I literally had to just be still for a minute and check and say, how can I be quiet in this and just feel how I feel? And it wasn't. I felt, and it's like, I'm not panicking at all. I'm just making a statement. Hey, Dad, if you guys can get a flight in earlier, that would be fantastic. Now, he arrived today about an hour ago. He's in New York City. He'll be in New York for a day, and then he'll be home on Sunday. So I'm glad if he gets stuck anywhere that he's stuck in the United States. I could even go drive up and get him if I need to. So that's fine. And the joy of having him closer overshadows any other thing that could happen. You know what does that make sense? Like, so I'm looking for that gift, looking for that gift, looking for that gift. It's constant. So I guess as we're looking at this as a whole, this is about how we're perceiving it and how we're looking at it and you check in with yourself. Am I really panicking about this? Do I, you know, and I know we all have loved ones who are older. You know, we've got loved ones that are younger. I mean, I even thought, wow, they've closed schools. Like almost everywhere schools are closed too. And I thought, you know, you were actually talking today. You said, you know, you're at that place where, you know, they could say, well, that your immune system could be compromised, but you and I were talking, it's like we actually take steps to take care of ourselves. We do eat healthy, and we do, you know, we do get out and get our exercise and things like that. So, you know, just saying that we've taken those steps, and it's not, whether you do that or not, it's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just an is thing. And so if we can actually get to a neutral place with this thing, this disease or this thing that's coming in right now, and get to a neutral place, it would actually calm the energy down. And that's what this
well,
is.
Not just that. I mean, I definitely agree with you there, but also put something positive out, some kind of positive energy out, whether you do prayer or you you could do breath work. You could breathe in and then breathe out healing or you know, whatever you know, that's just an option, but you could do breath work around breathing out healing into the world or, you know, you could set up something like I set up a space where, you know, if you do Reiki or you do prayer or you have any way of doing energy stuff, that you can actually do it for those you love. So there are things you can do to, like you say, put the love out there.
There is a meditation And I'm racking my brain trying to think of who did it. But it's real simple. It's for any, even if you've never meditated before, it's really simple. It's just being, like you said, find a quiet place that you can just be. And really, just the idea of love or white light, if I take white light and I equate that to love. So let's surround yourself with white light. And we can do that. Let's just do it right now real quick. And then you can do it for yourself.
Okay.
Surround yourself with white light and that love. Just feel the love. It's almost a... It's a higher vibration. It's a higher energy. And you can just feel that within yourself. And as you feel that love, then send that energy. Just imagine just surrounding your family with that energy, your white light. And not just your family that might be in your home, but your extended family and your family that's out in the world itself. And then imagine extending that white light or that love out to your neighbors and then your neighborhood and then perhaps the county or the borough or the, you know, whatever you call that little area that you live in and then the state that you live in and then the United States and then other countries and then surround the world with it. So I'm going a little fast, but if you do this, just sit with this and just imagine that. Can you imagine if each person in the world, and I know we're not going to get each person in the world, but if we as a whole just started sending out love, something happens to you instead of having that knee-jerk reaction, just ask yourself,
even
maybe there's something.
Send love to the virus, you know, like I said, send love to it for healing and for it to, you know, just dissipate and go into the light.
Very much so, because that vibration of love is a higher vibration, a higher frequency, and nothing opposite of that can be in that energy or that space. And if you get that, that's so powerful. And like I said, if you know, like maybe you're in traffic and someone cut you off, something as simple as that, and you know, all of a sudden your brain's like, you just want to sort of start wailing on this person, just stop and say, you know, I'm going to send that person love. I'm going to love that person. Because, you know, maybe they had an emergency. Maybe something's going on. Maybe, you know, so you don't know the story. So just why not send that love? Mm-hmm. And then, first of all, you know, and some I've had people say, well, why should I send them love? They did, you know, it's like, this is about not about the person, folks. This is about you. Because the essence of everything in this world is how you feel, how you are being in this world. Are you coming from that place of love or that place of fear? False evidence appearing real. I'll keep saying that because it's a choice. And I know it's not easy all the time. And in these times, especially now, right now is the time to like turn it around. I was talking to someone earlier. I said, turn it on its head. Just turn it on its head when it feels like it's getting like, oh my gosh, this is, someone told me today they were at the store buying just a few things and it took them 2.5 hours to get out of the store because there were people everywhere and it was like chaos. And it's like, you know, it's almost, and she said, I just had to breathe. I just breathed until I got through it. Just, I kept saying to myself, just breathe. It's okay. Just breathe. All is well. Just breathe. I'm going to be all right. Just breathe. I'm okay. And so she is doing self-care. She was taking care of herself in a time that was, you know, could, everything around her was just going a little bit haywire. So it is so important that we understand that when we, you know, when we say, or when we don't react, you know, we don't react to something that's happening, maybe we don't know the story, that benefits us first because it doesn't cause that. You know, when you react, it causes everything in your body goes tense. You're just like, oh, you know, and I'm sure if you're on social media, you're watching the news as you're watching it, you're so tense. I mean, I've heard people yelling at the TV, you know, the TV can't hear you. And so how does that affect your body? How does that affect your mind, body, spirit? How does that affect you? It's not a great thing. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say something's good or something's bad. I'm just saying it affects you
but
in a different way.
It's not serving you.
It's not serving you. Not at all.
Not for the abundant power hour because you're the creator.
Yeah. Now, if you can, again, like you said earlier, turn it around and shift. And let me just say this real quick. if you're listening to this and you're not, you haven't called in, you can call in at 718-664-9124 and push 1 to get you on the air. That raises your hand. If you're in the queue, caller queue, and you have called in and you want to give us your perspective, we'd love to hear it. Push 1 and let's get you on the air. Love to hear what you have to say, mm-hmm. because altogether, you know, as people are listening to just this and we're sharing in possibility, I want to say that. What else is possible? What's the possibility? What's the solution? How can we be solution? How can we help? How can we share? How can we be uplifting and be the light so that mm-hmm. we do something to shine something on this thing that is causing so much havoc, so that it says, oh, they're looking at me. I don't need to be here anymore, and I'm gonna dissipate. And I will tell mm-hmm. you that this thing became a pandemic primarily from social media and then the news.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the hey, I'm gonna whisper this story in one ear, and it just spread like wildfire. Mm-hmm. So that's why even tonight on mine, I said, well, you know, people are posting all these really not positive things. So I want to post something positive. Mm-hmm. I want to do something positive. So, and that's why I said what I said today. I said, let's, you know, I'll throw out a joke, or I posted, you know, what's good, you know, let's add to the mm-hmm. positive energy of all of mm-hmm. this. What's good? What did you appreciate today? What is your gratitude for today? Mm-hmm. What are things that make you smile and happy? You know, all of those things. It's just recognizing
appreciating
your everyday
healthcare mm-hmm. workers, appreciating healthcare workers that
yes.
maybe can't run away from it.
Yes, I mean, bless
yeah.
them for jumping in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law is one of those guys. He's usually the guy
mm-hmm.
that's in this little room in the hospital, and he's watching heart
mm-hmm.
monitors. But lately, he's been in the ER. They've put him in the ER,
mm-hmm.
and they wear biohazard suits. And everybody
mm-hmm.
is dressed to the nines with you know, these outfits that they have to wear. They've cracked
mm-hmm.
down on how many people can come in and visit somebody in the hospital. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
so many things that have changed just from just this to who actually walks in. There's protocol now for you can't just walk into a hospital. You
mm-hmm.
someone told me they had to go into the ER and check in and be scanned. I had to go through a questionnaire before they could even get into where they needed to go. So
mm-hmm.
so much has changed so quickly, and that
mm-hmm.
is that's a kind of a nerve-wracking thing for a lot of people, because we don't like change, do we? we don't like change at all. It's the number one constant. We don't like it. So it's true. It's like, oh my gosh, something else is changing. This is crazy. My life is, you know, going bonkers, right? So that's
mm-hmm.
and that feeds into the frenzy again, that I'm losing control. It's all, you know. So
mm-hmm.
this is a wake-up call. A wake-up call to let's change the way we think. First of all, let's change the way we feel about things. Second of all, let's change our perspective on this. And again, I'm not saying nothing's happened. You know, people are like, it's not a hoax.
Oh,
I didn't say it was
no.
a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying
mm-hmm.
that, you know, based on information
well,
that I've gathered from,
right.
yeah,
and
that this is
law of attraction. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That this is
the law of attraction. What can we do to make it better, or send love to it, or no, I hear
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah. And it's not about mm-hmm. ignorance is bliss either. It's not that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how we're being in that. If you are a healthcare worker, bless you. And go
yes.
in, you know, and those healthcare workers going into a situation that possibly is potentially life threatening, let's just say that. So if
oh,
you're
yeah.
that
my mom's
person,
in memory care, and she
yeah.
has 2 sitters.
Yeah.
yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
are those sitters coming in from a place of joy and
yeah.
happiness and love, or do they come in from,
well,
oh my gosh, I'm afraid
yeah.
to be here?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference in how we perceive it. There's a difference in how we are being present in it. So
mm-hmm.
that, you know, those are my key things today that I really kind of wanted to talk about, because when we can hold this, when we hold the, when we hold the love, this space that is beautiful and wonderful and kind, compassionate, joy, and we, and it's like, and I will say this, it's not, you know, we live in this not perfect world, right? We live in this world that, you know, sometimes, yeah, you're going to get upset. Don't not get upset. It's okay. Just don't feed the fire. That's what I'm like, don't feed the fire.
Right. Very good way to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I have a, let's just say on social media, there's a feed that's my family feed. And that family feed is from all over the world. I have family all over the world, primarily in the Philippines. And they are posting, and a lot of them are healthcare workers over there. And so they're posting things about the coronavirus, this particular strain of coronavirus. I'm going to say that. And it's like the information is long and the information is complex. And the information is, I don't really understand it because they're talking all the scientific stuff. And then it says, this is the thing that got me. It says, so to keep yourself safe, here are some things that you can do. And they were specific. Two cups of warm water, two lemon slices. Squeeze the lemon in the warm water. Drink it. Wash your hands for at least, I think they said 2 minutes. They were, and then, you know, I've had other friends send me, you know, sing happy birthday twice or sing this song once or, you know, whatever. But these are, I keep saying, these are common cold things. These are common flu things that we would do. That's the solution. That is the solution for this strand of coronavirus. So after all the scientific research and all the stuff that you can do, and it's like these are those solutions. And I'm not poking fun at that, and I'm not saying it. It's just this, it's created. I don't know if you've ever read copy where you're like, what did they just say? And the only thing I asked was, what color is it? You know, so. And it's like they broke down the ingredients.
I think if you correlate it, like, let's say somebody goes through a divorce, just as an example, okay? So I'm just going to correlate that with this. You know, to that person, that divorce is probably very serious, maybe fearful, you know, definitely a change. So it really, I think all you and I are saying is there's tools you can use in any situation to send love, you know, and I know people don't like to hear that in a divorce, but there still are tools you can use so you don't carry the anger, you don't carry the resentment, you don't carry the fear. So, you know, I'm saying this is much different because I think mainly because we don't know a lot about it. It's new.
Yes. But it's an but I'm going to add one step. It's as this is as if someone who got that divorce went on social media and basically blasted the other person with all sorts of things that just were like so over the top. Just to, so it, that's, you know, and I think people are, you know, once they say, wait a second, yeah, there's just a lot of, there's a lot of information out there. And there's a lot of, and as someone, you know, I just know in the past with any type of large catastrophe that's happened in the world, there's always been some form of, you know, somebody was talking about it with, you know, on their own little camera. We have all this technology with us today. There's nobody talking. There was nobody really talking about this. Nobody videotaping anything. Nobody. So everything's on lockdown. And just now somebody's actually saying something. Somebody who contracted it was actually talking about it. And he's still with us. He's still with us. And he's fine. And so that's why I'm saying, if when we can shift our perspective on this particularly, because this, I think this very thing is to wake us up, not as, you know, not just the U.S., but I'm talking about the world, wake us up to the what the power of, I want to say, tribal mentality is, what the power of just words going out there, being put down, and somebody taking that and running with it. So I want to say, if you're listening to this, post something positive on your feed. Ask for people to appreciate. Ask for people to shift that,
or
whatever it is.
Call in and press one and help us out. Let us know what you're doing to put a positive spin out to the world.
Yeah. You know, there's so many. And having family that's over in other countries, I think that's interesting because we don't know, because they're shutting everything down. They're not really telling us what's going on. And so far, everybody's fine. You know, Saudi Arabia, Middle East, the Philippines. We got Amsterdam in our group. We've got, you know, we've got all these people and everybody's fine. I mean, even there was more things done during the volcano eruption over in the Philippines about a month ago or 2 months ago than there's being done right now. So that's, you know, and I'm not saying that something's not going to happen. I don't want to put that energy out there. I just want to say when we can shift our perspective and shift our focus into something positive and understand that when we feed that fire is going to get bigger. So why not feed the fire of positivity? How about that? Let's feed the fire of positivity.
There you go.
And do something, you know, even if you aren't, you know, maybe you're on social media and you're observing and you're having conversations, maybe do something different. Maybe post beautiful, I mean, seriously, pictures of beautiful flowers. Roses are the highest energetic flower out there, so post some roses out there. You know, somebody might have shared something really positive. Repost that. Do things that are going to really throw love out there as part of the solution or the solution. I think that's so incredibly positive. I think there's a on Facebook, there's a woman that I follow named Susan Garcia, and she definitely, I invited her to come on tonight. I said, get on the air with us. But she's always posting like really beautiful, funny, you know, one of hers, I put it up looking at a page here, but it's, I have a cure for the coronavirus, shut down the media for 2 weeks.
I told you I like the one with the kid licking the handrail.
Yeah, licking the
because, I mean, you're not going to stop kids from doing germs.
Right.
I mean, because like you made the comment that kids don't worry about things like we do.
They have no fear. Absolute no
right.
fear. I have two. There was another guy, three, and there's seven kids yesterday. And two of them are under the age of seven. And these guys were, you know, barefoot, running through water puddles, laughing at the top of their lungs, rolling in the dirt, playing with gravel. I mean, they were having the best time. And most of the time, I've heard when, you know, I've been around people who've had their kids start playing like that, they're like, don't get in the water. Don't play in the sand. Don't get dirty. Don't, you know, and stop. And it's like, and that joy just goes right on out of them. And when we just let them be and let them play and have fun, I mean, these guys were having a blast. And I looked, you know, and I was thinking about that. I think I told you earlier, I said, absolute no fear. The 7-year-old, there was a 7-year-old, and he's riding his bike. I mean, he's riding, there are some hills, and we're watching him, and he's coming down those hills, and I'm just like, oh, my God. You know, my kids are older. They're 10 and 14, so they're not going to. My daughter does come flying down the hill, too, on her bike, but it didn't affect me the way the 7-year-old did because I'm, you know, I'm like, I want to catch him, you know, it's like, he's going to come flying down there. He didn't. He was fine. He was absolutely fine. And just the biggest smile on his face. And I thought, these guys have no fear, absolutely no fear. And it's like, be like those little children. Have no fear. Laugh, smile, go. You know, take care of yourself, even if it's just, you know, sitting in quiet space, or if you can take a take a warm bath in salt, Epsom salts, or, you know, a warm shower with maybe some eucalyptus or something. You know, do something that's going to feed your soul.
And
right, or that, like you said, if you want to put out positive, you know, do the meditation and send love out, or, mm-hmm. you know, you could set up a space like I did, and if you know Reiki or you want to pray or something, you know, pray for, you know, over whoever you put in that space, and then you could even light a candle for healing to go out to the world.
Mm. It's so true. So true.
So
I was telling you about
callers don't want to help us out tonight, huh?
Nobody wants to get on the air tonight. That's okay. Well, you know, I think one of the things that Susan had posted earlier was the coronavirus, and I'm going to read this. It says, corona means the crown in Latin. So corona also refers to the aura of plasma that surrounds the sun and other stars. It basically means aura. The crown is the seventh chakra, seventh seal, opening to God. When a baby is being born, the moment it comes out, they call it crowning. As a baby usually descends head first, we are being birthed anew. What we are seeing is the long time reigning power, the old system dying. It started in China, which is also symbolic of the power China has when it comes to supplying the modern world with just about everything, the epicenter of production. What is a virus? A piece of code which is capable of copying itself and typically has a detrimental effect, such as corrupting the system or destroying data. The coronavirus is doing exactly what it is ordained to do, to dismantle that which no longer serves, a deletion of the fear web so we can be rebirthed anew.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very powerful...
causing a shift. Yes,
mm-hmm.
causing a shift.
Yes, causing a shift. And so one of the conversations, and I am not by no means a political person. I don't delve into politics with people. My politics and my religion are my own thing. And I will say this. We've asked for change. And I'm not, when I say we, I mean the tribal mentality. We've asked for change, okay? So if you, and we kind of did numbers and things on like President Obama, and he was basically the catalyst for change, meaning the start. And so we have this other guy in here who's a four, very controlling, very, you know, he's that guy. He's very rigid. And again, what are the people, a lot of people crying out for? Change. We need change. We need change. So here we go again with the change. And now this pandemic comes in. Change, change, change. This is a time, folks, and so we have a choice. We can live in love or we can live in fear, because things are happening in our world to create change, massive change. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It really is sort of on a snowball downhill going right now. So there is really no stopping it. So how do we look at that snowball? Do we look at it from a place of fear, or do we look at it from a place of love? Those are our choices. Personally, I like the idea of looking at it from the place of love and loving it and saying, you know what, change is good, because that means we all get to do something different. We all get to do something new. And it might not be like huge. It might be that quantum shift, that really subtle, small shift in yourself. That's the important part, because it has to start with you. It has to start inside with you, internal, inside out. And that tiny little shift that will move you to take one step, one step, one step towards even just being happy, being, you know, saying, you know, I can love that. I can love that snarly little, you know, coronavirus. I can just say, you know what? I love that. I love that you're shaking up the world. I like that you're making a difference. You know, I'm going to observe
now
you.
Now I send you healing and send you into the light.
And
thank
I know some people are.
Lesson.
Some people are like, you know, that's a, you know, we've got to stomp it. We've got to, you know, but it, you stomp on that thing and it's, guess what? It's just going to splat and spread. So think about those things when you start to post. Or even have conversations, general conversations. My thing was calling awareness to the positiveness of what this actually is and how we can be a solution. And I, you know, if you've got solutions, I mean, certainly if you're doing things, love it, keep it up, keep doing it, keep posting the good stuff, keep sharing the love, keep helping people, do those mm-hmm. things, do the things that you can in a loving, kind way. And that is mm-hmm. gonna be a huge, huge, it's gonna have a huge effect on the planet. And sometimes we don't mm-hmm. think as just this one human, how I can affect the planet, but that's how you can affect the planet in a huge way.
Oh yeah.
In a big way.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
yeah. a lot of people think, and it has to start with you. It cannot start outside of you. It has to start within you. That's the mm-hmm. big important piece. You know, I think a lot of folks, what is our programming? Our programming is, you know, let's make a cure. Let's create the cure for this. Let's inject everybody. Mm-hmm. So again, that's an outside mm-hmm. thing. And yes, mm-hmm. if our program says it's going to work, guess what? It's going to work. But just like flu shots and everything else, it doesn't always work for everybody. And why mm-hmm. is that? Because we're all different. We're all unique. That's why it doesn't work, because there's a belief system in every single one of us. Sometimes that belief system says, yes, I believe that, and sometimes it doesn't. And maybe you believe in something I don't believe in, and I believe in something you don't believe in. We could go on and on and on like that. The one mm-hmm. common thing that I think we all have that we can trust in is the power of love.
Mm-hmm.
The power of love.
Yep.
So be that in this world. Yeah, be that. Awesome. I'm just like,
yep.
Oh, peace solution.
Yep.
All right. So yep. nobody's chatting with us this evening. So, all right, folks.
That's okay. I'd love to hear their opinions and what they're doing, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm joking around going, well, at least we're washing our hands, I hope.
Yep. Well, I am.
Washing it. Oh, we do have someone raising their hand. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, cool.
Area code 530. Hi, you're on the air with Anita and Anna.
Hi. Well, I originally called because in your little blurb it said you were going to do tarot, or you were doing card readings of some sort.
We can do that for
you. And I will.
Yeah, sure.
And, mm-hmm. and I mean, I agree with everything you said about the coronavirus, although I don't know if you ladies knew this, but I recently learned that that hand sanitizer, oh my gosh, don't use that.
Not only
is it loaded with chemicals, but you have to rub your hands together for 4 minutes to kill the common flu virus. 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And also...
Yeah, you can just use soap and water for like 30 seconds and
right.
kill it.
It kills the good bacteria that's on your
yeah.
hands if you use it too much. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. See?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's a positive.
Because... that the hand sanitizer very much will take the good bacteria, the good stuff off your hands as well if you use it too much. So a lot of people are like, why don't we just have hand sanitizer everywhere? It's like, no, you can't, but you absolutely love it. And what's your name?
So my name is Tanya. And,
hey, Tanya.
You know, as the world is in chaos, so is my life. So I'm sitting in a parking lot with all my stuff in my car in Austin, like, I don't know what to do right now, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I will be happy to pull you some cards and definitely send you some love, Tanya.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely send you some love. And hopefully you can do some meditation to put you, you know, in a quiet place and like Anna says, and even some breathing will help, you know, any stress that you're feeling. I know there's a guy, I can't remember his name, but he calls it Soma breathing, S-O-M-A. And
yeah.
It's supposed to put you in kind of a... what's the euphoric state? They use it in yoga. Kundalini? It's supposed to like put you in a...
Funambulistic.
Yeah, it's supposed to... Yeah, and it... but he has, I think he even has a free 21-day. I think his website's called Soma Breathing, S-O-M-A. So maybe some of that could help you. But I'm supposing your question is, what next?
Yeah, but so I came to Austin to move in with someone that I had stayed with me for a couple of weeks about 8 years ago. And I'm an Aries on the cusp of Taurus and Scorpio rising with the moon in Leo. I have like 7 planets and fire signs. I feel like I'm a walking atomic bomb sometimes. And I don't mean to be antagonistic, but I was really tired last night and I got here and now he won't give me the address.
Oh, goodness.
So I have nowhere to go.
All right, so we're
take some breath.
I'm gonna hold
take
a
some
space
breath
for you to get the address. So I'm gonna hold that space for you, Tanya, and we're gonna see.
Now he's saying that he didn't think I was planning on staying a month or two. He thought I only needed a day or two. I'm like, I have everything I own in my car. What did you think I was going to do?
Do you have internet access?
Yeah.
Okay, this sounds really funny and really interesting, but there's a website called Global Freeloaders. You can sign up there, and then whatever location there is, there are people that will let you stay at their space. It might be something that you want to, you know, look into. I know.
House-sitter. I'm on house-sitter.com, but, you know, everything on there is either clear across the country or it's, like, a couple weeks from now. So I have to, like, figure out something to do for that long. And I don't know anybody else in the city. I thought I at least have him for support. And I don't know. There wasn't, like, any major indication that there was going to be a problem. I just wished for the best and hoped for the best and figured I could always land on my feet wherever I am. But, yeah, I guess
and
I
you will. You'll
spooked
land
him.
Just, take some breaths. I would say solution comes when we choose to move in the direction of surrender and also creating some intention. I mean, you want to create intention.
Right.
And the idea is you have to let go of exactly
you
how you want
be.
It. Yeah, what you thought it would be. And
right.
The universe will deliver up something equal to or better than what you thought. So,
right.
And you
well,
stay
Tanya
in that mode.
It takes a while. I went through this last summer, and it was 2 months of staying in hotels and sleeping in my car sometimes because it was so expensive and blowing through all my savings. And then I finally got to stay in a kind of rundown house for 7 months. But I just got kicked out of that. And so I come here because I really don't know where else to go, and now he won't take me in. And so I'm just like, I feel like shelter is a basic human right.
Yeah, well, try Anna's suggestion. And the card you got, I pulled it from the Archangel, because I figured they're pretty powerful. And you got Jophiel. J-O-P-H-I-E-L. You got the star. It says, a dream come true. Believe in yourself. The end of a difficult situation. So that tells me that if you can quiet and hear Anna's suggestion and set your intention that you'll find a wonderful place to live, or whatever you have as your intention, the card basically suggests, which is always spirit speaking to me, you can rest assured your difficulties will quickly fade into the past. And the best thing is believing in yourself. So just believe, Tanya, that you have the power to find the perfect place for you to live. That's what I hear them saying to you. You have that power. So just really listen and look at signs. And Jophiel is an archangel that beautifies any situation or challenge that has arisen. So I would even call on Jophiel if you believe in the archangels and, you know, ask for signs. And I think Anna's giving you a great one to start with.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of them. And then if you're staying in hotels and stuff, I would suggest if you have the funds for staying in a hotel, then you certainly would have a funds for Airbnb because they're usually less expensive.
Oh, I have had the worst experiences on Airbnb. I would not use that website. I have nothing but horrible, horrible experiences, filthy places, kind of creepy sometimes. You feel like you're being, like, watched on camera and some of them. Bad homeowners, like, just, I tried doing that last summer, and it was just one nightmare after another.
Okay.
And it was almost as expensive as the hotels were by the time we got down to the fees and everything. So I don't know what it's like here, and I will definitely take a look at it, but oh my gosh, it was...
Well, it's a shift,
like,
and
I haven't
had any personal negative experiences with Airbnb. I've always had a pleasant experience in places that I would actually go back to. And there are people out there who have a couch or an extra room or something. I think there was even a documentary of a guy who said he was going to see if he could just go across country with no money and ended up having an amazing energetic experience.
Yeah, I watched that, and I've been on couchsurfers. But, I mean, right now, all my stuff is in my car. And I'm like, do I unpack my car in Austin and try to make it here, or do I keep on moving and go somewhere else because it doesn't feel like I'm really being welcomed in Austin?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a job? Do you have a job potential in Austin at all?
No, I just I'm kind of I don't know how to explain it. Hopefully, you won't judge me. I call myself a bit of a muse, and I just sort of am living off of side hustle. So I've been dog sitting and I'm on TaskRabbit and doing like courier service and computer repair and stuff like that. Cause I just, I really can't work like a regular 40-hour week job. So, and then I like health coach, health advice. I know a lot about like alternative nutrition and stuff like that. So I do that online all day long. So I just feel like I give and then the universe supports me. So, you know, I just lived somewhere for 7 months and I didn't have to pay rent.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was
that's
happened to me a lot.
And that's out
there.
There's
always like a painful period in between, and I feel like I'm in the painful period in between, and I'm like sitting in a parking lot, not sure where to go, and not sure what to do, and sort of feeling like the world pooped on me again.
And that's
I know
say,
about the law of attraction, so I'm trying to have positive thoughts, but, it, you know,
Well,
when you're in the midst of it. And I'm tired from just driving 24 hours.
Right.
And,
well, maybe give yourself this evening, give yourself the gift of a space, whether you get in touch with somebody on this website I gave you or you do have to stay in a hotel, but allow yourself the gift of rest. And when that when you rest and you can get clear, because you've got that energy about you that sometimes we just have. And I trust me, I get it. I absolutely get it. So when we can get clear and get to a point where we are, you know, internally saying, okay, I'm clear enough that I can take that next step. Then, you know, tomorrow's a new day. You know, it may be too, like if you want to stay in Austin, find your tribe, find your people. So find the people who, you know, the health food store, the You know, places where the spiritual folk hang out. Maybe go have a conversation with some of them. Tell them your situation. Say, I'm just looking for a place to stay, even if it is just for a few days.
Yeah, but
just
as soon as I tell them that I don't think that Trump is the Antichrist, they don't want to have anything to do with me.
Well, don't say that, Trump. Don't even mention do what I do and just say, my politics is my politics. Seriously, you know, don't have those contrasty conversations with people because, yeah, I understand that. I understand that. Everybody's got their own perspective and
but we don't
I'm just
want
saying,
to judge either, Tanya.
Yeah, no,
we don't want
no
to
judgment.
It's
sometimes you're in a place where you just need some help, and asking for help is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Trust me, I did this last year. I had to do this last year, and I was so blessed to have people show up for me, and I can't tell you how loving and the love that I felt in that. And it's just connecting with like-minded people. And then also I had a lot of friends who've known me for years and I've never asked for help. And I finally said, you know, I need some help. And they're like, I'm here. What do you need?
Yeah, I'm the opposite. So, I'm always asking for help. So there's not a lot of friends around anymore. So
yeah. Well, you know, you're in a new space. So can you make it something shifted into something different, shifting it
mm-hmm.
now that you're aware, because it sounds like even in just in this short conversation that you've had some patterns, like you said, this happened last year. I don't know if it's happened previously, but
well,
sometimes
I got kicked out of my house when I was 16. So I think
mm-hmm.
that there's this like repeating wounded inner child thing that is
sure.
recurring, but you know, it's,
mm-hmm. yeah.
How do you get out of it? And in today's society where everyone is struggling and everyone's
mm-hmm.
afraid and everyone's worried about you going to come in
that's
and
not
take
true.
From
that's
them
not
and
true.
Yeah, see, yeah,
here.
You have to yeah,
that's
you have
not
to stop you have
me.
To stop that
yeah,
because
that's not true
gonna,
for me. I'm very blessed.
Yeah. If
yeah,
you
that's
identify
not true, not everyone.
Yeah, but you're not this warring asshole Aries personality that I am. So it's probably easier for you to make fun.
I've done
that,
17 years of therapy to not be.
Yeah, I've never had a lot of therapy.
Yes.
Too.
So I've done a lot of work, Tanya. So, you know, that's where we can't judge because we don't know what somebody else's journey has been.
Yeah. And it is. I mean, and we can go from. I'm going to say this one thing and then we're going to close out the show. But when you choose to identify as this person and you've chosen this identity, all the things to support your story are going to show up for you, Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to change your story, you have to change your identity. So instead of saying I'm this warring asshole Aries, I have a son who's an Aries, who's one of the most kindest, gentlest people that I've ever met. And
my son
it's
is
like,
an Aries.
Okay, so he's a little bit stubborn, but you know, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, he's very kind, but when he makes a decision, he sticks to it. He's that guy. So, but what I'm saying is, when you identify as that, so maybe tonight, like when you're doing all this stuff, maybe there's an opportunity to look at yourself and decide what you want to shift about yourself. And I think taking that and allowing yourself to identify as differently, and what does that different look like? And just take a pen and a piece of paper and write that down, or type it in your phone
mm-hmm.
or your computer or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will create a shift. Oh, we lost Tanya.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Well, I was just saying
that was good advice.
Yeah, yes, it's you
advice.
Have you choose. I mean, we're choosing to be a kind person, or we're choosing
mm-hmm.
to be an asshole, or we're choosing to be
mm-hmm.
bitter, or we're choosing to be sad, or we're choosing to be depressed. And I know somebody
mm-hmm.
say, well, it's a chemical imbalance. It's this. Well, yeah, if you choose
mm-hmm.
that and you want to make a difference, what does that mean? I mean, if you say I'm depressed and you can go take antidepressants for 2 or 3 months to get yourself back.
Right.
I personally don't like them because I feel like they flatline you. But if, you know, as my brother says, it's a Band-Aid.
Right.
Don't stay on them forever, just use them temporarily,
right.
and then move yourself in the direction that you want to go. No, that will give you some clarity. It's not about, you know, use that. You can use the external stuff, but when you can use the internal, the meditation,
right.
you know,
and watch your words.
Watch your words, big time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. I know we've gone
mm-hmm.
over an hour. I've loved this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for indulging me and having the conversation. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
something that's been on my mind for a while. I'm like, how can I be solution when these posts are driving me crazy?
Right.
You know, so it's like, well, just do something
right.
opposite of them. You know, be
mm-hmm.
funny, be kind, you know, get people to share
mm-hmm.
the good stuff. You
set
know,
boundaries.
So.
You set boundaries,
yep.
too, of what you would look at and what you wouldn't.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful.
Yep. I love it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everyone, for listening in. I hope you will do just the one step. Take care of yourself to be happy and get clear on what it is that you want and throw a little solution and love at the coronavirus because it needs
mm-hmm.
it.
It does.
It does. All right. So, Anita, how can people get in touch with you? Let's put that out there.
Anita at earthpathguide.com.
All right. So you can get in touch with Anita at anita@earthpathguide. Let me just say
mm-hmm.
that. Anita at earthpathguide.com. And you can get in touch mm-hmm. with me at anna@lifegetsbetterandbetter.com if you'd like to make a comment about our show or I'd love to throw a topic for our show or like to be on the show. Come on. Join us. We keep asking. One day they're going to show up in big time. They do sometimes. So it's all good. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Universal Energy Radio. If you'd like to join us on social media, you can go to facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio or on Instagram. We are Universal Energy Media. Thanks, everyone. Have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are, and smile. We love you. And take care. Thanks, Anita. Love you.
Thank you. Bye. Love you, too.
Bye.